The man standing at the far end of the bar in Santa Fe was perhaps the most unprepossessing figure in the saloon. He was smaller than the average man, and his trousers, shirt, and low crown hat were all faded and indistinct, not broken by any color. He had very dark eyes set rather deeply under shaggy eyebrows. His face was narrow, and his nose resembled the beak of a hawk. He was standing by himself, staring into a mug of beer that sat before him undisturbed. Next to him stood two cowboys wearing blue denim trousers and wide-brimmed hats. They differed in appearance only in their shirts. Tanner wore yellow, Cole wore white.
Hey, you. What you expecting to find in that glass you're staring at? Maybe a catfish? Swimming around?
No, Cole, he ain't looking for no catfish. He's looking for one of them mermaids.
What? What's a mermaid?
It's half woman, half fish. Top half is a naked woman, and bottom half is a fish.
If the bottom half is a fish, how do you, I mean, if he was wanting to,
Hell, it don't make no never mind for this fella. He's so ugly, he can't get no woman whether she's a half fish or not. Hell, he like he can't even get a whore.
The man lifted his glass and drained his beer.
You have hurt my feelings.
Oh, you hear that, Cole? We hurt his feelings.
I would appreciate an apology.
You want us to apologize? I tell you what, why don't I just wipe the floor up with your scrawny little ass?
I have a better idea. Why don't I just kill you?
Kill me?
Now, Mr. Bodine, I'm sure if these boys knew who you was, why, they'd be glad to apologize. There's no need to carry this any further.
Oh, I done give them a chance to apologize. Now I'm gonna give them a chance to back up their words.
Bodine?
Yeah, Lucian Bodine.
Go back off. My God, you don't want to go bracing the likes of Bodine.
We was just a-funnin' with you is all, Mr. Bodine. We didn't neither one of us mean nothing by it. I mean, it ain't worth you or one of us dying over.
You don't understand, do you, cowboy? It ain't gonna be me. It'll just be you two.
No, it ain't, on account of there ain't neither one of us going to draw on you. I don't reckon you'll be wanting to shoot us in front of these here witnesses either.
Oh, you'll draw, all right. You'll draw first, and these witnesses will say that.
They ain't going to be able to say it, because we ain't going to draw on you.
Oh, I think you will.
Please, Mr. Bodine, we don't want any trouble. Why don't you just let us apologize, and we'll go on our way?
Like I said, it's too late for that.
Cole and Tanner looked at each other. And then, in a signal understood only by the two of them, they made a ragged, desperate, awkward, and ultimately ineffective grab for their pistol.
Now, is there anyone here who didn't see them draw first?
Nobody spoke.
Now, did they draw first, or didn't they?
We all saw it, Mr. Bodine. They drew first.